Welcome back, everyone, to another Scal's Top 4. But today's is a twist. It's not our four favorite anything. It is the four worst movies we watched during the pandemic. So it is our top four shit pandemic movies because everything has sucked for the last year. So we figured we'd do one about garbage movies that we watched because that's all we could do for the last 12 months and counting. So I, myself, Hyper Hippo, am joined by
Rich
back again to talk about shit movies. This should be great because really there's not much more fun than griping about garbage that we watched.
And just as a catharsis for that year that was.
So I'm looking forward to hearing what movies you've watched that you hated, because I imagine you've watched a lot of movies. I've watched a lot of movies. Do you want to take us away with your first garbage movie?
First garbage movie. Ooh, this one made me angry the entire time. It's a little gem, a little beauty called Spencer Confidential. So it is a Netflix movie with good old Mackie Mack in it. And it made me upset like the entire time. He kept saying things and I was like, can we just the things you're saying, can we just get past them and go to the credits part? But I watched all of it. So I guess it's on me. It's a generic, silly, you know, action movie where, of course, Mark Wahlberg is the best at said thing. And then proceeded to be good at that thing while saying things. And it was bad. It was a bad movie.
I have, on a handful of occasions, thought about putting this on just as background noise, figuring if it's on, I can maybe catch potentially something amusing, but I've yet to put it on. So I feel like I'm pretty glad I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he brought I can't remember the people in it. There's that dude with the tattoos all over his face, that rapper guy that was big. I don't know. He showed up and then he said this and I was like, oh, why are you saying things? And then the scene ended and it was like, oh, okay, good. Oh, it was rough. It was a rough one.
That's right. My first pick. My first pick, I'm going to take us all the way back to 1974.
Ooh.
I watched Charles Bronson's Death Wish.
The original
Death Wish. So I have this brought up on my computer because I'm surprised by this. This has a Rotten Tomatoes score of 68%. That's better than two-thirds. So that means two-thirds of people liked this movie. This movie was trash. Utter garbage.
I guess
the highlight of the whole movie was I was surprised to see an extraordinarily, oh my god, I'm drawing a blank on his name, young Jeff Goldblum trying to rape Charles Bronson's daughter or wife.
Ooh, that's not how you want to start
with his weird thug friends.
That's bananas. I can't remember that movie, to be perfectly honest.
It's just how some of the stuff is portrayed.
Yeah.
But it's probably not good. It is not good.
Yeah. Did you watch the Bruce Willis remake?
No, I've only watched the 1974 Death Wish.
Just keep it that way.
And I think I watched it during the summer because I was sitting on the couch with my wife and it was like, hey, I've never seen this. Do you just want to watch this random old movie?
Yeah.
So we did, and I think we're both worse off for it.
Death Wish felt thematic for 2020, though.
Yes, it's very thematic for the year.
All right, that's
the first garbage movie I watched.
Okay. So then we'll move on to my second one, then. This one was... I think all of mine are within the same time frame, but another Netflix one, actually. The Project Power movie. That was... not good. It was not good. It had an interesting premise that like made me, you know, click on the old play button. Where if you take a little pill, you get like superpowers. But none of them made any sense. They took a pill and it would last. It was kind of like the Hourman concept from old school Justice Society.
Okay.
It was the Hourman concept. You gotta take a pill. You have powers for a little bit. You don't know what powers you got. Maybe you just blow up. Maybe you light yourself on fire. It seemed like an interesting premise, but in action, it was not good. And like Jamie Foxx and Joseph Gordon-Levitt were just phoning it in. I don't even really understand some of the powers that were in it. And then of course, you know, Jamie Foxx's Deus Ex Machina power. where like he happens to just be able to do the thing that gets the thing that they need.
He was a mantis shrimp.
Oh my god, a mantis shrimp. So you know, oh my god.
I loved this movie because of how awful it was.
It's so infuriating because it had such an interesting start to the premise. And he was a mantis shrimp. He could run real fast.
No, he couldn't run fast. He put out a shockwave that blew everything up.
Oh, it was stupid. It was stupid. But only the things that needed to get blown up for the plot.
Right.
And then Joseph Gordon-Levitt was... he was like bulletproof.
Yep.
But also real dumb. I facepalmed so many times in that movie. It has to go on my list.
That's fine. I understand.
Yeah.
I disagree with you, but I understand.
It's on my list. Can't undo it now.
That's fine. So my second movie, I'm going to come forward in time a tiny bit in our, I don't know, it was probably over a course of a month that we proceeded to watch older films. I'm going to take you to the wonderful year of 1982.
Okay.
And the movie is Beastmaster. That movie is so bad. What really set me off was the Beastmaster, who is supposed to be our hero of the story, rescues a damsel in distress and then tries to rape her as payment for saving her. I was excited to see Rip Torn and John Amos in this movie. I love Rip Torn and John Amos in movies. They're great.
Okay.
But nothing about this movie made any sense in any way, shape, or form. And I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, but he had the little, you know, he had the little ferret buddies, and he had his,
Right, it was cool that the ferrets ended up as a couple, and they got it on and had little ferret babies. Like, good for them.
That would have been thieves. They would go in there and steal stuff for him.
Yeah, but if the movie had just focused more on the ferrets, it would have been better.
Just that's it. It started off like, hi, I'm the Beastmaster. These are my ferrets. And then just the rest of the movie was just the ferrets.
Yes, if it had turned into an hour and a half of ferrets...
All right.
I would have been more interested. So that's the second movie that's on my list of bad movies I've watched during the pandemic.
Fair enough. So that's going to bring us to my number three, which is a little ditty called The Tax Collector.
What?
It is a Shia LaBeouf movie.
Oh, boy.
Where him and he's the backup character. Do not remember the actor's name. I try to remember it for this, but I forget it now. But it's basically him, the main character, Shia LaBeouf, are collection guys for this Mexican cartel. So they go around and they, you know, they rough people up, make sure they get all their money and such. And it hurt me deeply. Shia was doing this, like, this Mexican gangbanger accent voice thing that felt like people have to be mad at it. There's no way... Like, any Hispanic person can watch that and not just probably be a little upset.
But Rich, it's got George Lopez in it. I just looked it up.
Oh, it does have George Lopez in it. Not as long as you want him to be in it, though. Spoilers. Spoilers there. And it's cliche and unfortunate. And Shia says stuff like, we're your boys, we'll ride with you until the wheels fall off. And it's just like, that's you know, not good. That's not a thing. I don't think we want any wheels falling off, if preferable. And it's just, it was cliche. And my one favorite thing, though, is Shia got this big chest tattoo to try and look like, I guess, like a, you know, like a tough gangbanger guy. He actually got that tattoo.
Yeah.
It's not a fake tattoo. Real thing. He did that. So, you know.
I'd also like to say, I Googled the movie. And after you type in The Tax Collector, you know what the first question that pops up under people also ask?
What?
Why did The Tax Collector get bad reviews?
Ooh, it's a lot of reasons. So that's my number three. It was it's terrible, and I hated all of it.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah.
So my third movie... I'm going to come forward in time a tiny bit further. This movie stars a man named Christopher Lambert and Sean Connery. It also has Clancy Brown in it. This movie is Highlander. Highlander.
Come on.
I don't mind campy, silly things. This, for me, was actively bad. Just actively bad. I don't know how many times I almost... fell off my couch, confused and screaming about the things that were going on on the screen. It just doesn't make any sense. And from what I've gathered, the sequels don't get any better.
Well, no. The I very much like the first Highlander, but no, all the sequels descend into madness rather quickly.
I figured this would be the one movie on my list where you would have an opposite opinion of me. Highlander is on my list of the four movies that were bad that I watched.
It's got a Rockin' Queen soundtrack.
That's not enough.
It's 80s bananas fun stuff. Not for everybody, I guess.
I mean, I like Clancy Brown. He shows up in things, and you're like, hey, look, there's that guy.
What was his name in that? It was like the...
The Kurgan.
The Kurgan. Yeah, this was... All right.
All right, Rich, you want to give me your final?
The final one. So this one actually has a lot of contenders. A lot of contenders for movies I did not enjoy during the lockdown. Gonna have to go with the final one being Hubie Halloween. Now, what I say now could apply to a lot of Adam Sandler movies.
Is that the Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah. I find myself, I can almost see, like, the little sign above that says, like, laugh or applaud. Like, I know when he wants me to laugh, but it's been a very long time since I've done that. His characters just aren't funny anymore. He does things that just, I don't make any sense. I mean, more power to a guy that keeps getting money to make movies with his friends. That's well, fine.
He said that he was only going to put out garbage if he didn't win an award for that other movie.
Which that movie was frustratingly good. Cause I like you can do good things. You know what a good thing is, but then why do you keep doing these other things?
Yeah.
Like, if you just want to just make a YouTube channel or something, like you and Rob Schneider, just make a YouTube channel and just put out, like, you know, 15-minute, like, dumb shittery. Like,
Netflix is paying him a lot of money.
That is true. That's on them.
Yeah, but it's paying off. They got you to watch that.
I did watch it because what else am I going to do? I did watch it. So, yeah, I guess you win this one. You win this one, Hubie Halloween.
The things we do during the pandemic.
Ugh.
All right. So my fourth and final movie is a movie that greatly frustrated me because I signed up for a streaming service specifically to watch this movie.
Mm-mm.
And I had high hopes for this movie.
Uh-oh.
Because I really enjoyed the first one. The movie I'm talking about is 2020's Wonder Woman 1984. Man, this was bad from beginning to end. Everything was bad about it for many different reasons. Her character learns how to fly in this movie, but can't remember how to fly in Batman vs Superman or Justice League.
When I'm sure there was plenty of times where flying would be good.
She turns the invisible jet invisible just by thinking about it.
That's pretty dope.
Oh, you haven't watched it?
No.
Oh, no. Sorry. Spoilers.
I have no intention on ever watching it.
I think it's cool, like, having Cheetah in the movie, because I really enjoyed the Wonder Woman Cheetah fights in, what was it, Justice League Doom? That's cool. Cheetah's in the movie for 3 minutes.
She's too quick.
Nah, she looks like trash.
That's unfortunate.
I like Pedro Pascal. His character didn't make any sense. And then doesn't get in trouble for all the atrocities that he commits.
Yeah, it's Pedro Pascal. He's got a nice smile.
Then he hops in a helicopter, flies to who knows where, lands, and his son comes running out of the woods into his arms. I really did enjoy the first Wonder Woman movie. I thought that's probably one of the best DC films that they've put out. Granted, that bar is real low.
It's only getting lower.
But man, did they really drop the ball on this one? And this movie kept getting pushed back. So they could have fixed all the issues in this movie. It's just so awful.
That is the upsetting part, is that it got delayed so many times. I had every intention on watching it, but I haven't heard anyone.
And then,
anyone say it should be watched.
Chris Pine is just, she only sees him, but he's another person's body.
I've heard about this. That's real
so
creepy.
Just his spirit gets brought back. So she's off finagling with some guy that could have a family somewhere.
Yeah, that's real
so
creepy.
So that guy's now cheating on his wife against his own free will.
That's not a thing. Like, that's a writer did that. a writer saw these plot points, strung them together, and then that happened.
And so, there's nothing in this movie that leads you to believe that, like, when the world-ending situation is fixed, that everyone still remembers it. So, like, everyone knows everything that happened.
Yeah. Kind of a rapist.
Just everything about this movie was awful. Awful. I'm upset that I got HBO Max just to watch this movie. I mean, I've seen other things on there. I'm glad I have it now, but, like, I've been scorned by HBO twice now. The last time I got signed up for an HBO subscription, Rich, was to see season 8 of Game of Thrones.
Ooh, that's two really bad strikes.
It's like, man, really frustrated. So, yep, in conclusion, those were the four, what I feel, bad movies. Four of the bad movies. I've watched more than just these four.
Oh, yeah. No, I had a list of like 20. And I had to whittle down to the ones that genuinely made me upset.
So this is my whittled down list, your whittled down list. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to us to complain about bad movies and maybe give you some ideas on bad movies to go watch to see if you agree with us or not.
Yeah.
If you agree with me or don't, you can tweet at me at HyperHippo. You can tweet at Rich at
Levelheaded Lunacy. That's LVL Headed Lunacy.
And we hope to catch you guys again for another Scowl's Top 4.
See you.